Okay, hello everyone. I'm very happy
Hello.
to be doing this talk with you. Hello Nursay, hello Nursima. Before we start, I want to ask you one question, which will help me to get to know you better, and which will also help you to get to know yourself better. The first question is, what is your favorite animal?
My favorite animal is dog.
Dog, okay. So can you say why a dog is your favorite animal?
Because I think dogs are the most beautiful animals in the world. Like when I see them, like sometimes you feel like awkward when you see some cute things. I feel like that.
When you see some?
Cute things, you feel awkward sometimes.
So you think they're cute?
Yes.
Okay. What is your second favorite animal?
Lions.
Lions, okay, good. Why?
Because I think they have really great colors and they're really great warriors.
Wow. Okay, Nursima, I'm going to ask the same question to you. What is your first favorite animal?
My favorite animal is the lion. Because it is the logo of Galatasaray.
Oh, I've never heard this explanation before. Okay, any other reasons?
No.
Just because of Galatasaray.
Just, okay.
Yes.
There's no other reason needed.
No other reason needed, okay. What is your second favorite animal?
Maybe cat, because it's cute.
It's cute, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so let me give you a psychological explanation. This is these are two questions from a psychological test. The first question, the answer to your first question is how you see yourself. So, Nursel, you see yourself as very cute.
Yeah, and mostly.
Nursima, you see yourself as Galatasaray. I don't know how to interpret that. Or maybe you like sports very much, or you're
yes.
a sports fan. Probably that. The second favorite animal is how others see you. So coming back to Nursa's explanation, you said the warrior, courageous, right? So others see
yes.
you like that. Is that true?
Yeah, most of the times they say that I am a really courageous person. Like I can talk with people that my friends can't talk, like so
Excellent.
Easily.
Excellent. This test never fails. It's always on the spot. Okay, Nursima, your first favorite animal, was a cat. And
yes.
again, cute, you said?
Yes.
So others see you as a cute person? Is that true?
Yes, maybe.
Yes, okay. It's absolutely true.
Your teacher agrees with you. Okay, great. I have two cats at home, by the way, and they're really, really sweet animals. I love them to bits. Okay, so can we move on to the film, to the discussion of the film?
Yeah.
Is everyone ready?
Yeah,
yes.
We're ready.
So the first question is, what do you think the meaning of friendship is?
Can I say first?
Right. Go ahead.
I think the meaning of friendship is honesty and being reliable, because if you can't say the things your friends that you can tell anybody else, I don't think you're friends. I think you just know each other. You're not friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what do you think about the friendship in the film? Do you think that that definition of friendship goes along with the one shown in the film? The model of friendship?
I think it's mostly about not caring about the differences.
excellent comment. Yeah. Okay. Nursima, what about you? What do you think the meaning of friendship is?
For me, friendship is complete despite differences. We see this is in the movie.
Okay. Do you think that, actually, this is my second question. Do you think that there are obstacles to friendship?
Yes.
Differences, I mean. Differences. Okay. In what way? From what
I can.
She couldn't hear well, I think. Maybe
okay,
we can.
So do you think differences are obstacles to friendship?
Am I going to answer?
No, I'm waiting for Nursima because she mentioned differences. Then we'll come back to you, Nursa.
Okay, sorry.
Differences. Or if you like, while Nursima is thinking, you can answer the question, Nursan. Go ahead.
I think differences are obstacle to friendship. Because, like, if you like something different from other person, sometimes you just can't be friends because you don't like each other. Or sometimes, just like in the movie, you're from different religions, so some people don't have that kind of tolerance to other religions.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, differences can be obstacle to friendship.
Is it only religious obstacles, or can we mention other obstacles as well? Like in the film, they seem to be from two different families, let's say.
Yes.
So their upbringing, the way they were raised, the way they, the culture that has shaped them.
Yeah,
certainly
true.
Differences are obstacles. Okay. Nursima, can I have your answer about obstacles?
She has some problems with the internet connection. Actually, in Elazığ, there are some problems in internet connection nowadays, maybe because of that. Nursima, can you join when the connection is better? She can hear maybe, but they may not answer now. Maybe we can go with the other questions with Nursa, then we can turn back.
Before we do that, maybe I can ask you, Elif Hocam. Da-na-na-lan, I gotcha.
Yes, this is, I watched the film, believe me.
Well done, well done.
I watched yesterday. The question is that differences are obstacles to a friendship. Am I right?
Yes.
Actually, when you're children, nothing can be an obstacle for a friendship. Mm-hmm. But when we get older, when we learn something from our, when we learn things from our environment, and when we get experience in life, we can see that there are some obstacles to a friendship. Differences can be an obstacle. If we can tolerate these things, we can say that we are mature.
I remember in a famous film, I forgot the title now. The father said to his son, "We lose our innocence."
Yes.
That's what
yes. It's a very good thing, and I was feeling deeper now. When we get more experience in life, unfortunately, we see the differences.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we shouldn't, but sometimes we see.
And also it comes from the family too.
Yeah.
In the film, the father doesn't want his son to have anything to do with the people in the camp.
Yes. And also the father doesn't want, but the mother some is warmer than the how not warmer, I forgot the word, but the
soft,
mother
soft
is softer,
emotional.
Softer. He's not as hard as his husband, but she cannot do anything.
Yeah, her hands are tied.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, do we have Nursima back? Is she online now?
Yes. Yes.
Great. I think you've answered the question to obstacles. Do you want to add anything else to your answer?
I think we really want to be friends with someone. There are no obstacles.
Ah, well done. That's really good. Yeah. I think in the film, Bruno makes an amazing sacrifice, doesn't he? He sacrifices his life.
Yes.
Yeah, well said. That's very good. Let me move on to the next question, third question. And let me ask you, have you ever had an impossible friendship? Nursel, do you want to start? An impossible friendship. What does an impossible friendship mean for you?
Well, I think an impossible friendship is a friendship that your family doesn't want, because my family is really strict, so
yeah,
they mostly didn't want me to be friends most of the people I was friends.
Are they school friends?
Mostly.
Mostly. Yeah, I mean, the same thing happened to us, right, Elifoja? When we were growing up or when we were teenagers, parents never seemed to approve of our friends. Circle of friends.
Yes, but I don't remember any impossible friendship in my life.
I do. Yes. There was this boy who was an actor.
Oh.
And this was, you know, years ago. Acting wasn't considered as a profession. So I started seeing him in secret without telling my parents. The relationship didn't continue, but, you know, during the time it continued, I had to go see him secretly, in secret. That was an impossible relationship. Okay, Nursima, impossible relationship for you?
No, I have never had friendship like that.
Well, can you imagine what an impossible relationship would be in your life today and now?
Maybe because some friendship with opposite sex.
Let's say that you met a boy who, what shall we think of, who was a waiter, for example. Would your parents approve of your going out with that boy or your seeing that boy?
I think they wouldn't let me to see anybody.
Are you behind iron bars, Nursel?
We won't tell anybody, sorry.
Okay.
We don't keep the secret. Okay, yes, you're right.
Nursima, anything else to add?
No,
she said no.
Don't
ask me anything. Okay, let me move on to the next question, fourth question.
By the way, I wanted something. Thanks God we are talking in English. They cannot understand us.
I know, yeah. Okay, let me ask you the most important thing in a friendship. What is the most important thing in a friendship? Nursel?
The most important thing in a relationship friendship is I think being reliable.
That's a very good point. No. Trust
is one of my best friends.
Like
I really trust her.
Okay. Fine. Shall we move on to Nursima. Nursima, are you there?
Yes.
Good.
I think most important feature is the trust. I can't be friends with someone I don't trust.
True. That person would be lying to you. That person will not be telling you the truth. And as a result, you can't trust them. I think those are very important points. Trust and reliability, two very important points. Right, Elif Hocam?
Yes, I agree with you. Being a good friendship is the unit of 12th grade. And we talked about this thing. Being reliable and trustworthy has the first two parts in our conversations. Yes, I agree with them. And also, I want to be free with my friend. I want to behave. Thinking of nothing. I want to be real myself with my friend. Yeah, and true. I want to have fun with my friend.
I think having fun is also a very important point. I was with a friend of mine today, and we were out. It feels very good to know that person understands you, trusts you, and you have fun. Which is great. Having fun is great. Yeah, yes. I agree absolutely. Okay. I'm moving on to my next question. Does anyone else have anything to add? Can I move on to the next question?
Yes, you can.
Okay. So if you could color all the friendships, the friends you've ever had, which color would you like to use the most?
Is there a physical solution here, like the first question?
It will be blue, but because it's my favorite color and because it gives me peace.
Yes, you know why swimming pools are blue?
No.
Because it gives you peace and calm.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, blue has that calming effect.
I've known that effect, but I didn't know that the reason for that swimming pools.
Mm-hmm.
It's just new information for me.
Mm-hmm.
Dursat? I think
Dursat's thinking. Oh my god, what color do I say?
I think I would use orange or purple.
Orange or purple, okay.
Yes.
Orange is the color of liveliness, fun.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And purple?
Purple is like something good, but sometimes that doesn't go well.
Purple is actually the color of royalty. If you look at kings and queens, they use purple in their outfits. And also the armchairs or the chairs, the thrones they sit on are usually purple. So when purple comes to mind, you think of a royal something, whatever that is. Royalty.
Yeah.
And you're a lion. You're a warrior. Yeah?
Yeah.
So purple goes well. Purple goes well. Mm-hmm. Okay. So actually, these were my questions. Would anyone like to add, make additional comments?
Actually, I want to say something. This film was adapted from a book normally.
Yeah.
I haven't read the book. What about you?
I haven't either, but I shared this with my book club members. I'm a member of a book club. Mm-hmm. And someone in the book club said that she had read the book. I don't know if it's better than the film, because I thought the film was very good. But usually books are better than films because they you can understand the emotions of the characters and what goes on in their minds. And in a film, if the actors are very successful, you can get those feelings. You can feel what the character is feeling. And this was like that film. So you could understand. But maybe the book is more descriptive.
Maybe. What do you think, Nursel? I think you read the book.
Ah, you did?
I think, yeah, I did.
Great, great. So she's the person to ask.
Well, I read the book when I was in sixth grade, but as I remember, I think the book was better than the film. Because I just imagined Bruno as a blonde boy and a boy with brown eyes, just like what was the other boy's name?
I'm trying to Shmuel.
Yeah.
A difficult name to pronounce. Shmuel or Shmuel?
Yeah, I imagined his appearance like that, and I didn't really think he would do. He would, yes. Sometimes when you see a person, you have some idea about their personality, but I didn't really imagine Bruno like that.
Actually, he became a good actor. That the actor Asa Butterfield, if I remember correctly, and he's acted in quite good films. Becky, Nursel, what did you like most about the film, apart from the idea of friendship?
The most I liked the film, the most I like about the film is Bruno's mother's great personality.
Yeah.
And Bruno's grandma's great personality. Like, yeah. I really like Bruno's grandma because she says all the things she has in mind about Hitler's acts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. True. Nursima, would you like to respond to that? What did you like the most about the film?
She switched on his microphone. Yes, Nursima.
Shmuel, my best favorite character, because it is so cute. It is cute and
you forgot the word. I think like me.
Yes.
And when he was beaten, because Bruno didn't defend him, Shmuel didn't really react to Bruno. That was so good.
Yeah.
He didn't accuse him. He didn't blame him. That was so cute.
One of the greatest moments in that film, I think. This scene was the
one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think that boy is a very good actor. I'm going to investigate who he is. I've never seen him. Shmuel.
Yeah. I looked about him in the Google and
what did you find?
I don't remember his name, but I saw that he was born in 2005 or 2003. I don't really recognize really good.
Well, the film was shot in 2008, I think. So was he 5 years old when the film was shot? Because he said he was 8 years old in the film.
I don't remember.
maybe. But yes, he was such a good actor. Also, what I liked was this is a film about violence, yeah?
Yeah.
But the way they filmed it wasn't violent. They softened it. They softened it with music, with images, slow motion pictures. It was like sort of like a good story. In fact, it's not a good story, of course, but it was story-like. It wasn't yes. like the other war films that I've ever watched.
Yeah, and you feel that there is a violence, but you don't see it. And so we can recommend this film to some younger students for this reason.
Do you think they will be affected by the end? Because when the end came, I was in a state of shock. I said, no, this yes. is not possible. This can't happen. Bruno can't be gone.
Actually, I didn't expect that. expect that final. I was expecting something different, yes.
Yeah. I thought maybe Shmuel would run away with Bruno or something. But this, you know, we like films that have a good happy end.
Yes.
So I thought I would have liked to see the happy end. And also, the acting was quite good, wasn't it? All the characters.
Yes.
The father, the mother, as you said, Nursel. Nursima, yes. Which character did you like the most as an actor, let me say? Which actor did you like, or whose acting did you like the most?
Of course, Shmuel.
Of course, Shmuel, yes, he was very good. His father was a potato man, right?
Was Is he?
The one, Pavel, I think, who peeled the potatoes. Was that his father, or... No,
I don't think so.
I remember that he told Bruno that his father was
taken somewhere.
Okay, yeah, right, you're right. So he's a very famous British actor, and I like his acting as well. He didn't speak very much, but you know, with the expressions in his eyes, with his body movements, he was very good. So as a whole, the acting was good, the pictures, the photography, the cinematography was great, and the story is great.
His story was very moving, and it make us feel in a different mood. The film takes us from the position that we sit, takes somewhere else. We think about our people in the world.
Yeah.
It was very effective and, how can I say, not actually sad film.
It is a sad film. I didn't expect that.
Yes.
And the beginning was quite joyful. You know, the party at home.
Yes, there's a party.
How did you feel at the end? How can you describe your feelings for the end of the film?
Am I going to answer? I felt really sad.
Sad, me too, yeah. Sad. But also shocked.
Yes, me too.
It's a very, very dramatic event. Nursima, how did you feel at the end?
I was very sad too, especially they held hands at the end of very emotional.
Very emotional, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think all of us expected that Bruno will be saved.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, no.
You know, even I rewound the film, I thought I missed something.
Really?
You know, I was playing with the cats, with my cats. Did I miss something? Did Bruno escape?
No.
At those scenes again. No, I hadn't missed anything.
He didn't escape, yes.
It was quite a sad film. Yeah. Do we know anything about the director, Elif Hocam?
Sorry, again?
Do we know anything about the director of the film?
Actually, I don't know anything because, you know, I'm not into films. I just watch to talk with you, to be honest. But my students like watching the movies very much.
I do too.
Yes. Yani,
a film
what kind of a teacher I am? My teacher likes, my students likes, but I don't. Okay. Nursel, do you have any information about the directors? Or Nursima, you have any information?
No. Maybe we can do that as homework.
Why not? Follow-up questions, why not?
Follow-up questions.
Okay, post-speaking activity, why not? Mm-hmm. Why not?
Did you recommend this film to your friends?
Absolutely.
What did you say? How did you recommend the film?
Well, I tell the things in the story. I just tell the movie to them, and I told them that violence is not violence does not solve problems.
Mm. Did you tell them the end of the film also?
Yes, I did.
Ah, you naughty, naughty girl. Nursima, have you recommended this film to your friends?
Yes, I say a wonderful wartime film about the friendship between 8 years old Bruno and Schmal.
Nice. Did your parents watch this film, Nursel and Nursima?
Well,
I watched my sister.
Ah, your sister. What did she think of the film? Did she like the film?
Yes, and she is sad.
Yeah.
But I think,
tell your parents to watch this. Tell your parents to watch this.
Yeah.
Actually, I told my daughter to watch it with me, and she said no. It was a very sad book. I read the book, and I don't want to watch its film.
Ah, she read the book also.
She read the book, and she didn't want to watch the film with me, so I watched alone. She read the book, but she didn't watch the film.
But her reading the book is a good thing.
Yes, yes. She reads a lot, but she didn't want to watch that film. Book is better, she said.
Or maybe the film, she thought maybe the film would be more powerful.
Yes, maybe.
Make her even more sad.
Yeah, and she didn't want to see these scenes, I think.
Oh, yeah. Good. If she's read the book, then that's excellent. Okay, shall we wrap up?
Yes, we can wrap up, I think. Thank you for this part, for this great participation. We will be with you again and again.
Sure. Thank you for creating this opportunity. I think it's a great opportunity to talk about films because I'm a filmaholic. I watch a film every night, almost every night. I love films. I would have loved to be a film director, but I ended up being a teacher. Well, teacher is also a film director, isn't that right?
Yes, yes. When I'm in the class, I feel myself as a film director and stand up a woman, everywhere, anything.
Yeah.
We can be anything. They know we did a lot of things last year with different costumes.
Yeah, what did you do?
They are, they are accustomed to see me in different costumes when I enter the class.
Nursel and Nursima, my mail, Elif Hocam has my mail. So if you want to write to me about the film or about the questions that you may have about the film, please do that. I'll be more than happy to answer your questions and to communicate with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Okay, my dear teacher, Bena Gülpeker, and my lovely students, Nursel and Nursima, thank you for participating in this podcast with us. We are going to talk about another film next week, next month, based on, again, friendship. Thank you, everybody. See you again. Goodbye.
See you. Have a great night. Bye-bye. Bye.
Good night.